This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Well, when you think about watching the game of baseball and where it's gone, right, and how we want the ability for people, young people, to say, okay, I want to watch a game. There's got to be excitement that comes along with that. And those are the types of players that, to me, you want to lock up for a long period of time, because not only are you selling those jerseys and people are watching those games, but that's a player that you can rally around and build around as well.
That is the voice of Xavier Scruggs talking about one Pete Crow Armstrong, because he's exciting, even if he's not hitting his weight at certain points in the season. He is an exciting baseball player. Let's hear from Xavier Scruggs. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Xavier, the former Major League Baseball player, host of Show and Go with X, an analyst for MLB Network, ESPN, Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus, where he is saddled with one Russell Dorsey. Xavier, thanks for joining the program.
Hey, appreciate you guys for having me. It's good to see you. It's good to see you guys, man. Russ, haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Don't worry, he's been ducking us too.
Wait, I want to say this. My boy X has been fantastically. He was a color analyst, Little League World Series, doing his thing out there. It's the big leagues. It's college baseball. Also, you didn't list one of his other jobs because we want to make sure
The leadoff man.
The leadoff spot. Marshall, sorry, on MLB Network Radio. Don't play with X.
It wasn't on my sheet. My bad. I'm sorry.
Off the dome.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's your guy.
Hey, it's all right here.
It's all right here.
Okay, Xavier, I'm glad that we had you talking about PCA to start, because that's where we want to start. Russell saying he's not getting maybe the heat as other players on the roster, which I say rightfully so, because he's not the one that people are talking about paying $500 million to at the end of the season. Although, in the same breath, they need to give that man his money before he becomes more expensive, is what I would say about PCA. What are your thoughts about the season that PCA is having?
Well, obviously, it comes with ups and downs, and I think young players go through that. They go through highs and the lows, but my thing about PCA is you've seen kind of the ability at the highest level, and when he's playing his best game, he's one of the best in all of Major League Baseball, impacting the game with all five tools. And when I think about the Cubs and the future of this roster, and which does have some uncertainty from the position player core, I think that's one of the players that I know I want to lock up as a young player to continue to build around. When you build around a team, you think about the middle of the field, center field, shortstop, second base, and the catcher position. So that's just one guy. When I think about the top young players in our game, that's one that I would love to be able to lock up right now. And maybe an opportunity to get him at a lower price value because of some of the struggles in the second half of the season.
Now, X, when we talk about the Chicago Cubs, they're a team that we're saying, okay, this is a team that we project is going to make it to the postseason in that wild card spot. And one of the questions that was asked on our show today, do the Cubs have a starting rotation that can win the World Series? Marshall says yes. I said, yeah.
But why did I say yes? Because of the fact that now more relievers are involved than ever before. They don't have to go as deep as they used to.
In my opinion, X, I think you got to have that guy that you can say, this guy starts game 1, 4, and 7 of a World Series. I don't know if they necessarily have that guy. They have really good starting pitching, but yeah. I look at teams like the Phillies, the Dodgers that have multiples, if they stay healthy, are that dude. Do you feel like the Cubs have a rotation that can win a World Series right now?
I don't. Not at the moment. And that doesn't discount them having a deep postseason run. But when I do look at some of the other teams, I look at, okay, they have the bona fide ace. When I look at, you know, when I look at the Yankees with Max Fried, when I look at the Dodgers, when I look at the Padres, when I look at even a Brewers team that has a three-headed monster, a lot of these other teams I'm looking at, okay, they have that 1-2 punch. And yes, there might be some depth in the Cubs, but I'm like, okay, who's that number one dog that's going to go up against everybody else's number one? Right now, it kind of looks like Boyd, the way he's been as consistent as anybody in the rotation, but that's not your guy that's like, okay, he's going to dominate somebody else's number one multiple times in a series. I think that's where my concern is, but I don't discount that this is an offense that can also carry you through the postseason. And I think they're starting to get back towards that as well.
Okay, so Kyle Tucker obviously went through a big slump, 25 straight games without a home run, longest streak he's had since the start of his career when he went, I think, 26 games without a home run. Do you feel like he's all the way back? And how far can Kyle Tucker and this offense take these Cubs?
Yeah, I do think he's back. The series with the Angels showed me a lot. Obviously, the mental rest was important. There was struggle, not just physically, but also mentally. And I think that's where you give Craig Counsell a lot of credit, kind of understanding his players in a sense. But me and Russ have talked a lot about this. I think once you've said, okay, I'm going to go get Kyle Tucker, that changes the outlook of the offense, not just – from what we've seen up until now, but I think also in the postseason, because when you think about the postseason, a lot of the offense is surrounded around the home run, the long ball. And I think that's one thing that the Cubs do have that a lot of other offenses may not have as consistently. And I think Kyle Tucker, even if he's not being pitched to in a sense, that's when other guys can hurt you. Say a Suzuki and Pete Crow, if he starts getting going again. We've seen Michael Bush now really start to turn it on as well. So I think they have the surrounding core that can help them make a deeper postseason run as well.
Now, X, I want to talk about another team that is headed towards the postseason, but a specific player on that team. I want to talk about Cal Raleigh because he just hit his 50th home run. The most homers by a catcher in the history of Major League Baseball. Yeah. And I know for so much of the season, we looked at Aaron Judge and said, you know, you're going to hit close to 400 with almost 50 homers. That's your MVP. But as we've gotten closer to September here, you have a guy in Cal Raleigh that leads baseball in WAR over the last 3 months. Do you think that Cal Raleigh is putting a bow on what will be an MVP season?
Man, I really do. And I'm not even saying that I would personally vote for him, but I'm just thinking, like, we love the shiny new thing, right? Especially in baseball. We love the thing that is doing some things that we didn't even expect. And I think that that's something that could ultimately give him the edge alongside this idea of if he gets his team into the postseason and maybe the Yankees fall out of contention later on in this season – I think we would be handing the MVP to Cal Raleigh. I just look at, you know, what he's done from the catcher position that we haven't seen. I do think he'll end up passing Mickey Mantle for the most home runs a switch hitter has ever hit by getting to 55. He's at 50 right now. But when you think about some of the historical factors along with the position, along with him playing every day, and I do know what Judge is doing. What he's doing is unreal too. But I think along with the position, and the way he's impacting on both sides of the ball and both sides of the plate, that may end up giving him the edge, Russ.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, I'm glad you're on board, and maybe you weren't on board earlier this season, but I've been saying this since the first half, and now that Aaron Judge is batting 195 since the All-Star break, I think we can all get on board with the idea that Cal Raleigh will be the AL MVP. Xavier, I do want to ask you this. Looking at where the Cubs are now, 5.5 games back in the division, 31 games for them to play, 30 games for the Brewers, the Cubs can catch the Brewers, right?
No, they can't. I understand what station I'm on. I know who I'm talking to, but I think this is less on the Cubs and more on the Brewers, because the Brewers are just turned into a team in which they almost feel like they don't have a weakness. From starting pitching to the relief core, defense, the little things. And I think that's one level in which you're like, okay, this team seems to be doing all the detailed things. And when I talk about detailed things, I'm talking about runner on third, less than two outs, consistently driving them in. Runners in scoring position, being better than 300, 400 as a team. Those things stand out to me. And it's just too tough to catch a team that's clicking on all cylinders when you're so far behind with only 30-some-odd games left.
X, we're about a week away from the start of September. Teams are trying to really peak at the right time before we get to the postseason. For Xavier Scruggs, the best team in Major League Baseball as we enter September is who?
I think this is the toughest question right now. Like, honestly, I've been flip-flopping, and I think it's realistic because, like, every team has gone through their struggles. Right now, I'm going to go with – I like the Padres, and I know that's not the common answer, but I think what they did to shore up some weaknesses in the offensive area – when they went and got Ramon Laureano, when they went and got Ryan O'Hearn, they got a catcher, and then the back end of that bullpen. And I know the Dodgers are up right now, but I think the Padres and the way that they've been playing consistently, to me, talent outweighs some of these other teams and the consistency as well. And I also would put Houston in a similar boat. They've done it quietly all season long too. But something about the Padres to me, and I may change tomorrow, but
he will.
I don't know. Something about the Padres.
I know my guy. he goes
got the
Blue Jays.
On.
He's
got
the Blue Jays. He's going to have his flip-flops on.
I do, man. What about you, guys? What are you feeling? What are you guys feeling?
You know, X, it's been a while since I saw you in studio. And over the last couple of weeks, I've looked at the Toronto Blue Jays, and I've said, man, they have it really working right now. The young guys, Bo Bichette, has returned to being one of the best hitters in baseball. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I know he's been banged up with that hamstring injury, but since the All-Star break, he's been on fire.
Springer.
George Springer. Dalton Varsho has been amazing. But The big thing for me, X, Shane Bieber's start the other night. Like, you talk about a deadline deal that might pay huge dividends. If you can start Shane Bieber game one of the postseason, Max Scherzer has been really, really good for them. Like, they now have quality starting pitching depth. When I look at the Blue Jays and I say, in a weaker American league, they could run the table.
And experienced starters, too, at the top. Yeah. And when I look at it, I see it as wide open. And that's what's so fun about it right now, X. And I don't know if you feel this way. Maybe this is why you have had those flip-flops on all summer long, is because no one has really established themselves and then taken a next step to really pull away. Every team has flaws, and every team has had the number of ups and downs, which makes me think, oh, September, October, it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of my thought process, is I think it makes it more interesting once we get down the stretch and even going into postseason. Like, the fact that we could have the Yankees in a wild card game, the fact that we could have the Dodgers in a wild card game just blows my mind. And also, I'm looking at the Mets, who, you know, they've been so up and down as of recent, but they still have a talented team enough to go win a World Series. So this is where baseball gets fun. And as a former player, like, this is what you live for, too, is like, what can you do down the stretch going into the postseason? Because the team that's going to be playing their best baseball is the team that's going to win it all. And it may be the team that we least expect.
Xavier Scruggs, former Major League Baseball player, host of Too Many Shows to Name, an MLB network analyst, ESPN, Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus, the leadoff spot on Sirius.
Get it right.
Yeah, I got it all right. Thanks so much
I'm
for joining us.
I'm trying to be like Russ. I'm trying to be like Russ. That's all it is.
You see, I'm
a lot of men with a lot of jobs in this conversation. Thanks so much for joining us, Xavier. We hope to have you back sometime.
Appreciate you guys, man. Brothers talking baseball. Love it.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.